Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Tom Ackerman.
And I'm Megan Lynch. With all the votes in, sports betting in Missouri passes by a razor-thin margin.
At 6 o'clock this morning, 99% of the precincts were reporting from Missouri's Constitutional Amendment 2. At that point, there was a difference of about 13,000 votes. With it passing, when all of the votes came in, it tightened up a bit. With 100% reporting, 50.1% voted in favor, with 49.8% against. That's about 7,500 more yes votes than no votes, allowing sports betting to pass. The Missouri Gaming Commission will be in charge of getting ready to implement this by December of next year. Taxes from sports betting will go towards Missouri education. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Bill DeWitt, the third president of the St. Louis Cardinals, is praising Missouri voters on Amendment 2's passing by saying, quote, Missouri has some of the best sports fans in the world, and they showed up big for their favorite teams on Election Day. Close quote. He will actually visit with our Tom Ackerman at 9:50 this morning on Total Information AM.
This is Brad Choate. There won't be a casino on the Osage River near the Lake of the Ozarks. Missouri voters rejected Amendment 5 Tuesday. It would have directed licensing revenue to childhood literacy programs. Missouri voters did, however, pass Proposition A and Constitutional Amendment 7. Prop A raises the minimum wage and requires most employers to provide paid sick leave. Amendment 7 bans ranked choice voting and does not allow non-U.S. citizens to vote in Missouri.
Missouri voters approved Constitutional Amendment 3, the abortion rights provision. At a late-night rally, Abortion Action Missouri Executive Director Mallory Schwartz said, it's time to celebrate, but expect a legal fight ahead.
This is
We have to nurture this movement and each other, because anti-abortion, anti-democracy politicians are going to try to stomp us out. Are we going to let them?
No!
Hell no.
Governor-elect Mike Kehoe will hold a news conference later today to announce a transition director. He mentioned family first in his speech last night.
This has been an incredible journey. It's a journey that started decades ago in North St. Louis from a single mom who struggled to raise six kids.
Crystal Quaid released a short statement saying, quote, I'm immensely honored by the support our campaign received throughout our state.
Three amendments that will change the St. Louis County Charter went before voters Tuesday, and all three were approved.
Proposition O takes effect in January. It will change the starting dates for newly elected St. Louis County Council members from the second Tuesday in January to the first. Proposition A changes how open positions on the Port Authority Board of Commissioners will be filled. That authority will now go to the St. Louis County Council instead of the county executive. And finally, Proposition C, that lets council members hire their own private attorneys, but St. Louis County will have to pay the bill. Up until now, county council members relied on the county counselor to represent them in legal matters, but the county counselor is under the authority of the county executive. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Rain was falling on a long line of voters at Eden Theological Seminary in Webster Groves yesterday. Administrator Christy Murdoch says they raided the seminary's lost and found to provide umbrellas to people outside the polling place waiting to vote.
You know, we have many events here, and unfortunately, umbrellas are the things that people tend to leave quite often. And so we have a nice little selection. So I just went around and searched for some umbrellas that had been left over from other events and was happy to share it with the voters.
Flash flooding in Wright County near Springfield led to the deaths of two poll workers. The county's clerk's office said it was a couple, a 70-year-old man and 73-year-old woman. They were on their way to work the polls when their vehicle was swept away.
St. Louis County Police say two people died, an adult woman who drove her car into rising waters at Bayless and Interstate 55, and an adult man was found in Gravois Creek in the 1600 block of Avenue H.
When Coldwater Creek floods, the water is only one concern. The other is the radioactive contamination that is in it. Karen Nickel of the group Just Moms STL says the high water this week once again reached people's homes. This year, Army Corps crews were diverted to the McDonald Bridge, a contamination hotspot.
You know, but that stops the work that needs to be done in people's backyards. Unfortunately, that is a dilemma, and really, they need to have extra crews out there doing the work at the same time.
The Coldwater Creek area is the site of contamination that dates back to World War II and the Manhattan Project. It's 8:12 from the Cable X Business Desk. On Thursday, we will get word from the Federal Reserve and what they plan to do with interest rates, lower them again or keep them steady. In September, they cut rates for the first time in 4 years by a half percentage point with a target rate of 4.75 to 5%. Mark Hamrick is the Bankrate.com senior economic analyst.
At the current level, the Federal Reserve's benchmark rate is regarded as still very restrictive. Inflation's been coming down. And let's remember the Fed has a dual mandate or mission. They want stable prices, but also maximum employment. And right now there is some concern that the job market could weaken further.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.